and Grimshaw weekdays from 8 to 11 a.m. here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 a.m.
Welcome back to Matt Finn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, coming back to the U.S. on a topic, the creeping claws of Putin-type government, the creeping claws of anti-democratic instincts in the Republican Party are now creeping a little farther. The Republican National Committee yesterday just issued a statement that they are withdrawing from the Presidential Debate Commission. They're withdrawing from the Presidential Debate Commission. They will not commit to any debates put on by the Presidential Debate Commission. Now, let me tell you something. That is a mind-boggling thing for them to do. The first debates in modern history, 1960, John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, the two of them. John Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Believe it or not, before that, all the way back to George Washington, they debated in the press. One guy was running for president and go, here's what I believe about unemployment and the defense. And the other guy would say, well, I disagree with him and I did this. It was very, very dry and weird, frankly. There was no life or immediacy to it, although there was some wit. For instance, Adlai Stevenson one time was campaigning. It's a guy that ran against Eisenhower. Didn't do him any good. Ike was a good president, and Ike beat him. One time, Adlai Stevenson was on the hustings by himself. A guy shouts out, Adlai, every thinking man will vote for you. And Stevenson responded, yes, but I need a majority. So, you know, these guys were good. I like these guys. Didn't want Stevenson as president, but I like the guy. Anyway, here's the deal. 1960, there was a debate. And then it fell into disuse. No debate between Humphrey and Nixon, certainly no debate between Goldwater and Lyndon Johnson, 64, none between Nixon and McGovern in 72. And the first one that occurred again was 1976, Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was the accidental president. He's the guy that when Spiro Agnew, as vice president, got indicted for bribery and removed, Nixon nominated Gerald Ford, who at that time was a senior Republican in the Congress, in the House, to be his VP. And everybody sort of liked Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford had been a football star, and he played a little pro ball, I think, at one point. Anyway, sort of a decent night, they thought. So he gets in, but the guy didn't have a clue. And Carter chewed him up and beat him. And one of the signature moments of the 1976 debate was when Carter said, Eastern Europe is under communist rule and we're going to liberate it. And he was talking about Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. And the idiot Gerald Ford goes, no, they're not. They're free. And I think what he was getting at was basically they're good people and they should be free. But the way he said it, everybody laughed at him. It was sort of like Sarah Palin going, I can see Russia from my house. And Tina Fey and Saturday Night Live just took that and destroyed her. That's what happened in 76. And then, of course, Mondale and Reagan debated in 80. And from then on in, or I should say Carter and Reagan, and then Mondale and Reagan in 84. And after that, there have been debates. This last time, you had Biden and Trump. Trump destroyed himself in that first debate. Remember, he was an idiot. And that really hurt him, really, really hurt him. So the Republicans now say, okay, we're going to go back to pre-1960, no debates. We're not going to agree to anybody. And then they say, believe it or not, in the same thing, if you are a candidate for the Republican nomination for president even, and you engage voluntarily in a debate that we don't approve of, you are barred from our party. You're barred from all of our debates and our events. and you'll have the full weight of the Republican Party against you. So let's say, remember, there were 17 people running for president as Republicans in 2016 when Trump won. 17 of them. You remember? Cruz was running and Jeb Bush was running, all these guys. This time around, there will be a lot of people. There'll be a dozen people running. And they've been told, you better mind, boy. You better do what you are told. You better not debate. We're going to put on these weird debates. Only Republicans, and everybody's going to get together, and it's going to look like the Lawrence Welk show or, you know, Ed Sullivan show from the 1950s. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to be very weird, okay? It's going to be very weird. And they're going to monitor and control it. Well, that's what they do in Russia. China, they don't even bother to do that. That's what they do in Russia. And that's not right. There's a presidential debate commission. It has a lot of integrity and it has a lot of history now, ever since Kennedy. And they put on three debates, remember? And one of them is probably going to be domestic policy. One's foreign policy. Candidates get to talk to each other. Now, I agree that there should be some changes. I'll be the first to say it. But the parties sit down and negotiate with the commission. And they make agreements. For instance, if the Republicans said, we want Jesse Waters or Tucker Carlson to be the moderator, the Democrats are going to say no. And if the Democrats say, we want Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid to be the moderator, the Republicans are going to say no. I get it. But, you know, you can't really object to people like, say, Wolf Blitzer. You know, bring him out of retirement. No, he's not in retirement, but, you know, guys like that or David Muir or somebody like that. They'll ask straight questions. Now, there are things that I think they could do different. Sometimes they have these super fuzzy-wuzzy things where they have everybody sits in arms chairs and there's an audience and they get to, you know, you don't have to agree to that. I agree. These are presidential debates. But the other thing is you could say, we don't want follow-up questions. Pose a question. And however it happens, a guy weasels around, tries to sneak out of it. People can make up their own minds. The other thing I agree with, if there were an objection, I would make it, is with technology now, you can say, a senator or governor, what is your position on unemployment compensation? The guy will give it. And then you don't want a journalist clicking on a screen and having them say the exact opposite at an event 3 weeks before. You may think that's funny. I've seen that happen a lot in depositions. It's a good way of impeaching witnesses. But the fact of the matter is that has an immediate controlling effect by the media, not the candidate. I think that should be outlawed. And I think the media later on can say, well, 3 weeks ago he said X, or the opponent can say it. But let the people decide. Don't let little electronic tricks decide. This is not about the media. But what the RNC is doing is trying to exclude the media whatsoever, and they'll have debates that are moderated by Fox News, by Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters, who make sardonic comments. And all it's doing is perpetuating the Trump sickness in the Republican Party. So this is wrong that they are doing this. I think it should splash back, quite frankly. They are making these GOP Republican presidential candidates sign a pledge that they will only participate in debates sanctioned by the Republican Party, or they'll be barred from party-approved debates and really ultimately exiled from the Republican Party. Making people sign pledges, I don't like signed pledges. I was in debates as a gubernatorial candidate, and you'd have people from Citizens United and, you know, come up and say, I want you to sign this pledge. No, I'm not signing anything. Go away. You want a guy to sign something? Go to North Korea. Go to China. Have him sign a confession. Go to Russia. We sign nothing. So, but that's what's going on. That is what's going on. It's wrong. And frankly, that should splash back in the court of public opinion. It should splash back in the court of public opinion. Well, a good event that came up. A Russian legislator and two of his aides were just charged in U.S. federal court for evading sanctions and trying to bribe people with propaganda to spread Russian propaganda about Ukraine and the United States, including one congressman who wasn't named. Try to bribe the guy. These three Ruskies are the legislator. He's the deputy chair of the Duma, which is their Congress, Alexander Babakov, and two staff members, Alexander Nikolaevich Vorobit, and another one, Mikhail Alexeyevich Plisyuk. Unfortunately, they're still in Russia. Getting our hooks in them to try them will be tough, but I'll tell you what, they better not step outside of Russia. They better not try to go to Europe. And if they try to sneak to Dubai or somewhere like that, we will find their carcasses and drag them back. Find their carcasses and drag them back. These Ruskies charged with evading sanctions by trying to bribe a member of Congress and others in this country to spread around anti-Ukrainian Russian propaganda. Great development from the Justice Department. Going to the lines, Mark of the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind name, Mark of the SAC?
Well, I think talking about some of the politics that the Democrats have to get on message now. The sooner they do it, the better. I mean, they have to hammer home the Republican platform that they know of at this point in time, because Republicans aren't going to talk about it. Republicans across the country, I don't care if it's federal level or state level, even though state level wouldn't impact this, but Republicans want to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. And we have to drive that home into people's heads that that is going to be the unwritten part of the Republican platform, because what is it, the clown from Florida, Rick Scott, I mean, he wants to phase it out in 5 years, Social Security and Medicare. I mean, some of the two greatest programs in this country that keep people out of poverty. The Republicans do not care if people are in poverty. They do not care about women's reproductive health or rights at all, because it's going to be part of the party platform, either written or unwritten, that, and nothing will be in writing, of course, so you've just talked about, they want women to go back into just be simply vessels of bringing forth children. I mean, that is what they are aiming at. I mean, that
Yeah, Mark, I'm coming up on a break, but you raised some very important issues, especially about Social Security, Medicare, and the other. And so I have, unfortunately, have to go to a break, but I am going to respond to those right after the break. I think they are key to the coming elections, among other things. Thank you for calling. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.